The Queensland Energy Minister, his name is Mark Bailey, says the final determination from the Competition Authority is proof that the government's efforts to restrain and stabilise power prices are working. He explains more here.
If you look at the average over the last 2 years, you see residential prices in regional Queensland 1.2% over the first 2 years of the Palaszczuk government. That's less than the inflation rate. Small business is a little higher on an average of about 3.8%. But again, at least it's manageable, it's within spectrum. 3 years ago, we were seeing 17% increases there for small business. Let's be clear, too, about transitional and obsolete tariffs.
Well, we better, because you talk about those residential and small business tariffs, but irrigators have faced massive increases, and this year, the final determination is for a 12.3% increase. Does that really indicate any restraint or stabilisation of prices?
Well, last year, of course, it was 0%, so it was actually a real decrease. And so if you look at the first 2 years for transitional and obsolete tariffs, it's about a 5.5% increase over the 2 years.
And you're satisfied with that 5%?
Well, look, I submitted to the QCA for a better outcome, and they didn't accept my submission. I'm always very supportive of the business sector, and in the end, it's the QCA recommendation.
But and what was your submission for?
Well, I thought in the draft determination there could have been, I was keen for it to be lower. They didn't accept that, but what we're seeing with transitional and obsolete tariffs is that these tariffs are being subsidised by the taxpayer. We are supplying power to them below the cost of supply, so they're supported by government community service obligation. And it's been a long-term process under the previous government and our government all the way to 2020 to transition these customers to other tariffs. And, certainly part of this process I'm aware of is that some people are on tariffs when they could be on other tariffs where they pay less.
Yes, but others could also be moved to tariffs where they could pay a lot more as well.
Well, that's right, and they've got to make the choice that they believe is the best for their business. I'm aware that a range of irrigators and businesses could be doing better on a different tariff, and we're proactively managing that through our department to contact them to make sure they've got the information to be able to reduce their costs if possible. This average over the first 2 years of the Palaszczuk government is about 5.5% to 6% for obsolete and transitional tariffs. That contrasts with the 10% 3 years ago under the previous Nicholls-Newman government.
Well, in saying that, it may have been zero last year or kept stable last year, but a 12.3% hike from the 1st of July this year. The lobby group Cane Growers says this latest price jump would take the cumulative price rises since 2007, so over the past 10 years, to 120%. You'd have to appreciate that makes a huge difference to a business bottom line.
I understand it's challenging for transitional and obsolete tariff users, but there is a price path to 2020 there that was there under the previous government. It's still there under us. It was a 0% last year. It is a QCA have increased significantly this year, but again, the average over the 2 years is much better than under the previous government.
That said, 5% is still a lot higher than CPI at the moment if you look at that 2 year average, but farm lobby groups are continuing their push for a complete reduction in prices. You would have met with the likes of Cane Growers and other lobby groups as well. I guess the question there is, Minister, are their calls and their requests falling on deaf ears at the moment?
Well, look, I've said to them I'm happy for us to examine any modelling. They're suggesting to me that the changes they're putting forward are cost neutral, but there's no modelling to back that up. I've said to them if they've got some modelling that indicates that to me, I'd be very interested to see that.
So you're saying industry hasn't presented that modelling to you, Minister?
That's right. I met with one of the cane growers last week in Parliament, in fact, and I asked them. I said I'd be keen to see the modelling that proves that your assertion that your proposals would be cost neutral, and it was made very clear to me that there was no modelling. And it's hard for me to make a judgment when I don't have that before me.
So does that mean, Minister, if you saw modelling from the likes of cane growers who have put some proposals together over the past few years, that is something that you would consider? Their proposal, which is for a 33% price reduction, which they say would be cost neutral.
I would absolutely get our department to look at it and examine it closely, absolutely. But, you know, at this stage, that hasn't been forthcoming. It was indicated to me last week by a cane grower representative that there was no modelling. If there is, happy to look at it. Not a problem there at all.
I take that to mean that you haven't read the submission that the likes of cane growers put into the QCA?
Well, there's a lot of people who put submissions into the QCA, and you know, I'm happy to examine any modelling that they put in. It's hard for me to read every submission from every group, but if they want to present to me rather than the QCA evidence and modelling that shows it's cost neutral, we will look at that closely. But to be quite frank, I do have my doubts that a 33% drop could possibly be cost neutral. That's a pretty optimistic position for them to be putting forward, I would suggest.
The Queensland Energy Minister, Mark Bailey. What do you think about what you've just heard? Send me a text, 0487 993 222. Listening in on the line has been the Chief Executive of Rural Lobby Group Cane Growers, Dan Galligan. Good afternoon.
G'day, Craig.
You just heard the Minister there. Has your organisation, I just want to clarify this, has Cane Growers actually presented any modelling to the Minister at this point in time around that proposal for a 33% price reduction?
So, Craig, for the last 4 years, cane growers has been providing to successive ministers and the Queensland Competition Authority, and more recently the Queensland Productivity Commission, data to indicate that both the way in which we price electricity justifies that prices should not be as high as they are now and should not be going up, and also justifying that if we reduced prices, that the overall increase in electricity usage would then make the revenue position going back to government cost neutral. The modelling question that the Minister raises is very challenging because our proposal has always been also that to justify our cost neutral claim, and I'm looking at a graph that we presented to the government in 2014, and as you heard the Minister say, there's comparisons to the last government versus this government, and none of that actually helps any of us. We don't really care about that.
No, we end up just going around in circles on that.
We rely on the departments to ensure their ministers are briefed on all things, not just the arguments for why the prices can go up, but also arguments for why prices can go down. And our position was that if you reduce prices, consumption will go up, revenue will be neutral. But to justify that, we sought government, and we are still seeking government, to work with Ergon and with government to allow trial of a electricity tariff specific to irrigation that reduces prices to see what the response in the network would be, because it's actually Ergon and the government that has all the data that can model this outcome. We can't model it without the data associated with usage of electricity. We need the minister to say, okay, let's give this a go.
So
hopefully he will.
Okay, let's just pause for a second there. So the modelling, the minister is correct in saying he hasn't seen modelling per se to support this case. You're asking for that modelling to happen, and you say the government could have a role in achieving that by working with Ergon to get the data that is needed to back it up.
And put in place in a region such as Bundaberg or the Burdekin a trial that reduces prices and we can see what the actual network response would be as consumption goes up. So our modelling to the Minister has previously shown that the revenue position, if that works, would be neutral for the government. We put through numerous inquiries, justification for an irrigation tariff. Our most recent submissions under this process has also justified that the pricing structure is wrong. So that all goes to the point that we need reform. Based on what the Minister said today, that he's still interested in hearing more, I'm happy to package all that material up and we'll send it all up in a fresh box and we'll go sit down and talk to the Minister as soon as we can. So he has shown interest still, but I need to make the point that right across the economy, as everyone has said on your program today, we've been providing information to successive governments about this, and we are absolutely fed up with successive ministers suggesting that it's better now than it was under a previous government. We don't care about that analysis at all.
Dan Galligan, it sounds like you might be calling the minister after you get off the phone to me. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Craig.